Hey guys, it's Heather with Head in the Clouds. Welcome back to my channel. Today, I am going to be talking about being a real estate agent and being tired. So if you're here with me today, you're probably exhausted. And you're not exhausted of being an agent to where you're ready to hang up the towel, but you're tired. You're tired of getting ghosted by internet leads that cost more than your car payment. You're tired of watching your commission go up in smoke while the guy next to you brags about the closing after closing after closing. And this person isn't even working as hard as you are, and you don't understand why they have all this free time, yet they're always at closings and you're putting all these hours in and you're not seeing the results that they're seeing. What is this secret that they have that you don't? And what's all this boomerang advice that you get that sometimes works, but it's not actually helpful? Well, here's the part that nobody talks about. Real estate isn't hard because of the houses. It's hard because you're doing everything yourself. You're doing everything yourself, from lead generation to lead follow-up to nurturing, marketing, even recruiting if you're a team lead or a brokerage owner. You can't do it all yourself and expect not to be tired and expect to see the results that you want to see. But that's not your fault. No one gave you a blueprint when you got your real estate license. I know I didn't get a blueprint. It was just a license and a smile and a, here you go out and be an agent. I've always thought that agents should be assigned a big brother or a big sister for your first few transactions to walk you through every step of it, because there's so much to take in and no two transactions are ever identical. So it's kind of hard to be like, here's the play-by-play for what you do. And there's so much, from how to get leads to how to market to what do you do once you have those leads. But today we can actually focus and help you fix the one part of that, which is how not to be tired, how not to do everything yourself. So how do we actually help you close more deals? How do we do that at Cloud? Well, we do it with three engines, and we do this by stacking one on the other and creating leverage, creating a machine. And you're probably marketed to all of the time. I'm an agent as well. I know my inbox is full of marketing companies that want me to try their services, and they're going to get me all these leads, and I'm going to have closings, and they make all these promises, and you're just like, I don't want to hear from another marketing company. Well, good, because we're not here to market to you about our marketing company. We're here to talk to you to see if working with Cloud is something that would be mutually beneficial for both of us, and if Cloud is something that can help your business. So with Cloud, we have three different engines that we use for agents, and an engine that we also use for lenders. And with these, we custom build solutions to the problems that agents are having. So not cookie cutter for everybody. I'm not going to guarantee you this is going to work for you, because it might not work for you. We might have to custom tailor something that's going to work for you. But to give you kind of like a generic outline of the things that we do, I can explain to you the different machines that we build and then how we've broken those down for agents to help them become successful. Now, again, right up and out of the gate, Cloud is not for everybody. This isn't a simple, oh, we're going to run you ads and guarantee you two closings in the next 30 days. No, that's not how Cloud works. How Cloud works is we do strategic interviews and we figure out what's working in your business and what's not working in your business. And then we figure out if Cloud can be introduced into that and help solve that gap that you have, or just kind of like nudge you along in the right direction that you need to go in. And if not, we don't try to cram anything down your throat. We just tell you, hey, we don't think this is something that's going to work for you, and everybody parts as friends. But since this isn't one of my Zoom strategic interviews and this is just a out there broadcast, then I'm just going to go over what we offer. And if you want a more in-depth analysis of your business and how we can help, then I can definitely jump on a Zoom, or one of our other strategic interviewers can jump on a Zoom with you and really get into it and see if Cloud is something that can help your business scale and grow. So let's dive into engine number one. Engine number one is pipeline on demand. Building a lead system that filters for you, follows up for you, and sends you 10% ready to act now. If you're making less than $120,000 a year, you need volume with leverage, not higher quality leads that never answer your phone call anyways. Here's what we do. We use strategic partnerships that handle the heavy lifting. We install a power partner network around you. So we have credit pros that handle bad credit buyers and notify you when they're ready to purchase. Unless you're in Georgia, then we don't do that, because that's not allowed in Georgia. We have lenders inside our ecosystem to help you convert leads into deals faster. And you may even get sponsored for your deposit by some lenders to help you get started if that's something you need. Now, we also have inside sales agents who filter like pros. So we don't send you tire kickers. Our ISAs filter every lead based off of 5,000 conversations worth of pattern recognition. We know how to identify and flag buyers and sellers with key language and key trigger words that tell us who needs a lender, who needs credit help, who's just curious, and who's ready to act now. Because we only want you talking to the top 10% who matter. What does that mean? What systems do you have in place? Say you're running an internet ad, or say you have an open house and you have a sign-in sheet that's a piece of paper, or you have a digital sign-in sheet and you have a list of people. Do you call them? Are you a team lead? Do you have someone on your team? Who's vetting your leads for you? Who's calling these people and making sure these are actually qualified leads? If it's you and you're a solo agent, you're taking on the task of then qualifying all of the leads, which is what we're trying to help our cloud agent partners with. We actually kind of shock our agent partners when they onboard with us because we say, we don't want you to talk to all the leads that come in off of your ads. And they're like, what? That's not usual. Why wouldn't I talk to all of my leads? You can, and we're not going to stop you if you want to, but we want to take off that burden. So we filter these calls. That way you're not dealing with this haystack of leads. We don't want you to focus on the haystack. We want to send you the needles from that haystack. So what you're looking for is live transfers or booked appointments, and these are warmed up leads. Now, you're still going to have to convert. You're not going to get off the hook that easy. This is not like silver platter. Here's your leads. You still have to work for the leads. However, we're going to do about 80% of that so that you don't have to sit here and sift through each individual person. So what we do is we have our ISAs that are going to be calling and vetting these leads for you. So these leads are going to be coming in off your internet ads. When they come in, the ISAs are going to call. ISAs are in-house sales agents. They're going to call, qualify these leads. And if the lead is deemed qualified to speak with the agent, then what we do is we do a live transfer to the agent. If you're a cloud agent, you would just be hanging out doing your agenty things, and then all of a sudden you would get an incoming call. Now, it can be set up in the CRM, the times that you can take incoming calls, because I know everybody has different schedules. However, as most sales training will teach you, if the money phone rings, you answer it. And the smaller your calendar availability is, the less sales you're going to have. So we always suggest that if an incoming call wants to be an incoming call, let that call be an incoming call. That made sense in my mind. So hopefully it made sense to you too. Anyways, so we have live transfers that are sent to you. So these are warmed up leads. Now, let's say for some reason you don't take the live transfer. I don't know why you didn't take the live transfer, but you didn't take the live transfer. So let's say you didn't take the live transfer. What the ISA will then do is tell the lead, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, Agent Smith is at a closing. They're showing. They're, you know, at an open house, whatever. Would you like to book an appointment? And in that situation, they would give the lead the opportunity then to book an appointment with you. And then you would call that lead back at that scheduled time. So these leads are very warmed up. They're not cold. You're not on the dialer. You're not having to get screamed at by for sale by owners who have already been contacted by like 20 agents that day already. These are very warmed up leads being sent to you. Don't think you don't have to convert. You do have to convert. In fact, we ask our cloud agent partners that they spend at least 10 hours a week inside the CRM working with the leads that the ISA has vetted. Now, that's one of the main qualifying questions I ask when I do a strategic interview with my cloud agent partners before I bring them on board is, hey, do you have at least 10 hours to spend in your CRM working? Because if you don't, then this program is probably not for you. And most of the time they say yes, if they're, you know, upfront and honest and they're like, no, I can't do that, or that's not something that I have right now. Then we just say, hey, no big deal, but this probably will not work for you. And we don't want to get everybody's time and money involved for something that isn't going to work out because you're not planning on actually using the system. Now, that being said, we know that you need to follow up within 60 seconds of when you get a lead. If you don't get that lead within that first minute, you've basically lost that lead. So that's why we set up auto campaigns and we have the ISAs. That way we are never missing leads. So you have 24/7 responses. So when you've got these leads coming in, if you're not available to take it, you don't have to sweat it because you've got the ISA, and then you also have the AI bots that are also talking with your leads and following up on those leads. That way, no buyer or seller slips through the cracks. Now, we also have text, email, and call campaigns to make sure that you are on top of everything and you look very professional with your leads coming in. This is why agents like Joshua Wheelock in Alabama with eXp closed 2.7 million in deals within months of plugging into our system. You don't need a bigger budget. You just need a better machine. And once we built that machine for Joshua, he was really able to just scale his business. So it was really awesome being able to build a machine for him and then have the production just show from that. We're running ads on YouTube, Google, Facebook, and Instagram. When you're running your ads, we can do buyer ads, we can do seller ads, we can do commercial ads. If you have custom ads you want to do, if you have a lender who wants to, you know, co-brand with you and you want to run those ads, we can do that as well. You can just sit down with our marketing team. When you onboard with us, we do have a onboarding form that you fill out and you put in all of your information. So we make sure we have your logos, your headshots, and any rules and regulations from, you know, marketing center or your brokerages. Some brokerages have very strict rules on marketing, and we want to make sure that everybody is in compliance. Once you've got your ads up and running with pipeline on demand, your leads will be coming in. The ISA will be vetting these leads, and then those appointments will be set to you. Then you have your CRM, which is your main powerhouse machine. Now, what's great about Klaviyo is other marketing institutions that run your ads for you, that run campaigns for you, they say, give me your marketing dollars and I know what's best and I'll go ahead and I'll pay the platforms with you. But give me the money and we'll, you know, we'll deal it out. We don't do that. We want you to invest in you and we want you to know where every dollar is going in your marketing. So you pay your platform directly. So let's say you're advertising on Facebook. You pay Facebook directly. Let's say you're advertising on YouTube, Instagram, Google, whatever platform you're advertising on, you're going to pay that platform directly. Now, we do manage those accounts for you, which is part of the pipeline on demand engine number one. When we're managing these accounts for you, what we do is allocate 70 to 80% of your budget to high intent search. That would be things like if somebody goes online and literally searches homes for sale in my area or how much is my home worth. That would be high intent search. We also fully understand and realize retargeting is where most of the business is at. So we allow 20 to 30% of your budget to be spent on retargeting. So let me ask you a question. When you're scrolling through social media and you see an ad that intrigues you and you click on that ad and it plays a video or it, you know, gives you a little article to read, but it stops halfway through and it wants your information, do you always put in your information when it wants it? Or do you sometimes just like X out and be like, yeah, forget this. I'm not entering my information and then move on with life? Because I don't always enter my information and most people do not always enter their information the first time they come to a site. However, have you ever done that? And then suddenly that ad is showing up and showing up and showing up and showing up. That's retargeting. And that is what Cloud makes sure that we do with retargeting as far as people who have visited your page. And inside our CRM, we have a ghosting feature. It's actually a really cute little ghost emoji on it. But have you ever had a really great conversation with somebody and then they ghost you? Well, I mean, if you're dating, I'm sure you've had that too. But I was more so referring to real estate. I am also a real estate agent and I'm not so much in production anymore. I mainly just share Cloud with other agents and build a team without building a team. But when I was in production, I remember one time I had a really good talk with somebody I met at an open house and I got their number and like at the open house, it was like fireworks. And I was like, oh yes, we're connecting real estate, but dating real estate wise. And they were telling me about what they were looking for in a house and all of this. And so like I was taking notes and I'm like, yes, I'm going to book all these showings for this weekend. I'm going to send you over the, you know, BBA. And they're like, yes, we're going to sign it. I'm like, awesome. I did the BBA right there on the spot, emailed it to them. Some more people came into the open house and they're like, yeah, we're going to sign this when we get to the car. And then we're going to download your app and we're going to do showings this weekend. And I'm like, yay. And then they never answered my phone call again. And I never heard from them again. And I thought I was going to be showing houses on Saturday and closing on Monday. That's what, well, not really, but you know what I mean. And that didn't happen. So when that happens, to you as an agent. We have a nice little feature inside our CRM where you put the person inside a specific column where they're ghosted. And then what that does is it triggers a couple of things to happen with inside the CRM. One, it lets your ISA know, hey, you need to contact this person and get them back on the calendar. And then two, it also has your ads start showing up in their social media feed. So now you've got your ads showing up in their feed. You've got the ISA contacting them. You're supposed to be contacting them. Remember when we said the whole 10 hours a week inside the CRM? So you're supposed to be contacting them. And then if you have a lender on your account that you're working with as well, then maybe the lender's contacting them too. And so they're really getting hit from all around, because in sales, you really do have to stalk your leads or you lose them, because they'll just move on and forget about you. So that is a great feature with the CRM that I really love, is the retargeting and the ghosting feature with inside Pipeline On Demand. That is a brief overview of Pipeline On Demand. There is so much that cloud does with agents that we could get into, but again, we're not cookie cutter. And because there is so much, from Google management to, you know, your Pipeline On Demand to your ad creation, ad management, all of this stuff, that we, social media management, that we really kind of tailor it per agent, per what they need and what they're looking for. So if you're interested in that, if you're interested in having a CRM, if you're interested in having an ISA that's calling in on your leads, if you're interested in having leads sent to you via warm transfer and booked appointments, then definitely click the link below and I can set up a strategic interview with either me or one of our other cloud agents, and we can definitely talk to you about Pipeline On Demand. Most of our cloud agents love it because we have an app that corresponds with the CRM, and they literally the night before look at their app, see what appointments they have the next day, wake up the next day, do their appointments. It's amazing, and it's like the easiest CRM, user-friendly. It's great. And in case you're like, well, technology, I can't do that. Don't worry. I have a ton of tutorials and I'm constantly making more, where I'm going through and explaining what the CRM is, how to use it, how to do from simple tasks to like creating workflows. And I have all of that set up inside the CRM because I am pretty good at the CRM. Not the best, but I'm pretty good. So there are easy step-by-step tutorials to get you up and running quickly. Now, let's jump into engine number two. Engine number two is agent attraction and recruiting. We get a lot of agents, from newbie agents to team leads and brokerages. So when you get an agent who is either has a team, starting a team, or owns a brokerage, the one thing they're looking for is producers. And so if you want to get quality agents on your calendar every week without having to beg, convince, or chase, then this would be the engine that you would be looking for. This one's for team leads, brokers, and expansion-minded agents. So maybe you're ready to start a team. You haven't yet, but you're like, you know what? I got a lot of business and I'm ready to start, you know, reaching forward. This is how we help our agents in that phase of real estate. Let's be real. Nobody wants to get pitched. That's why we do it a little bit different. We help you reshape your offer. It gets agents curious instead of cautious. And we help you create campaigns that invite people into your world without spooking them. You give them a message that feels like leadership, not desperation. And best of all, we book those appointments for you. Real agents, real producers on your calendar weekly. You're not having to chase these agents down and then be like, please, please join my organization. And they're like, okay, well, why should I join your organization? What's in it for me? Because, you know, let's be honest, that's the main thing about joining a team or joining a brokerage. Everybody wants to know numbers. Everybody wants to know what's in it for them. Because as an agent, when we come to the closing table, everybody has their hand out and everybody gets a little piece of that check. And every time that check gets sliced, it's smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. So if we're going to give up a good chunk of our check to a team lead or a brokerage owner, we want to know what we're getting in return. And is it going to help us in, you know, the future? I think there's a lot of turnover on teams for that reason, because they join a team with the expectation of, you know, I'm going to get help. I'm going to become a great agent on this team. And a lot of times that's not the case. There isn't that support. There isn't that help. And it's just turnover, 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 turnover. And then team leads are like, I don't understand what's going on. I don't understand why agents want to leave my team all the time. I just want producing agents on my team and I just want them here. Well, the great thing about what we do at Cloud and how the pipeline on command actually stacks with engine number two, agent activation and recruiting. Whatever your current offer is, we help you with that. We help you reshape that. And then we add to that pipeline on demand. You can have up to 60 agents a year that you can sponsor for pipeline on command, and they can come on and they will get everything in engine number one. And it's all covered under you because you're the one sponsoring them. Now, for them, that's a great value because a lot of agents, they don't want to cold call. They don't want to do certain things. And now they have systems. Like, they didn't have a CRM before. Maybe they had a brokerage CRM, but it wasn't a great CRM. It didn't have texting capabilities. Our CRM has texting capabilities, email capabilities, three-way texting capabilities. You can assign tasks for your staff inside the CRM. You can book appointments. You can have, it has a social media planner. I mean, this is a fully loaded, fully functional system that you're giving them that they didn't have before. And then on top of that, you're giving them an ISA to call and vet these leads. Now, they're responsible for their own marketing, so they would be spending money on their marketing, and that's something that would be explained to them. But if they're an agent that's looking to do production, then they're going to be spending money on ads anyways. So why not have ads that are actually being, you know, monitored for them by somebody who knows how to do them? Now, with this, your offer now creates enticement for them because they're like, okay, well, if I can produce, you know, then that makes sense. If I'm producing, then that makes sense. If I can get this, you know, by joining your team. So it gives a great extra benefit for you as a team lead brokerage owner to have to bring in others into your organization. The best part about that is that you're not having to chase down agents. You're not having to, you know, go find these agents to talk to about this. Because that's the other hard part. Maybe you're running your own ads for agents in your brokerage, or maybe you're going to, you know, marketing events, or you're going to networking events where you're seeing other agents and you're trying to recruit other agents from brokerages. The best part of this is that we're going to actually put those agents on your calendar. Yep, that's right. We're going to book the appointments for you. So you'll have appointments on your calendar every month, and you'll just call those people. And then you have 60 agents a year that you can sponsor and bring into Cloud. So you could be like Russ at Renegades. He brought on 20 plus new agents in 6 months using this system. And he did it without cold calling. He did it without cold outreach. He did it without nagging. And he didn't even have to sell his soul. If you want results like that and you're a team lead or a brokerage owner, engine number two is the path. Now, just know that engine number two is designed to scale, and it's a more advanced system, and it's priced that way. But if you're serious, we'll walk you through it on your strategy call, and you know, we could talk about what the prices are and what you get for everything and how we can build that engine for you. So with engine number two, you get engine number two plus you get engine number one, and then you also get 60 agents a year that you can bring on and offer them engine number one pipeline on demand as well. That leads us to engine number three, Cloud Command. Now, this is where the systems from engine number one and engine number two become yours, fully owned, fully customized, fully scalable. So let me ask you this. Have you ever launched a marketing campaign, but the CRM wasn't set up? Or have you ever hired agents, but didn't have your onboarding locked in? Have you tried to scale then only to realize that you were bottlenecking, you couldn't? Well, that's where Cloud comes in. We come in and we fix that. This is the part where we'll install the entire ecosystem for you. We build out the campaigns with you, not for you, like a lot of companies. So they're not just templated campaigns that we're like, here, use these. And you're like, okay, but you know, that's not how I talk, or that's not even my market. No, these are built with you. Again, we're not cookie cutter, and we're not for everybody. So this may not be something that you're interested in doing, but if you are, and you're willing to put in the work, then this system is an amazing system that'll get you up and running. So we come in, we build campaigns with you. We have SOPs and automations to make sure the business can run without you. Now, we're not saying that you can just fly the coop and never look back and cash a check every month. No, obviously it's your business and you're going to want to make sure everything is going smoothly, but you've got to stop doing everything. You've got to have systems in place. You cannot keep doing everything yourself and expecting to have different results. And that's where we come in with helping you set up a system that can run without you having to be there every second of the day and without your hand having to be in every aspect of the company. I had a boss one time who told me that a great leader who is a good boss and a good manager can walk away from his company for a period of time and know that that company can run very smoothly without him. But a leader who cannot leave the room or cannot go anywhere without his phone because everybody is calling them every 5 seconds because they have problems is not a good leader. That's not a good thing. It's not a good thing that your company cannot run without you. But if your company can run without you, can sustain itself and keep going like a machine, that means you've done your job with setting up a successful, thriving ecosystem within your organization that is fully functioning and going to really, really scale for you. So how do we do this? How do we get this to be this machine that can run without you? Well, one, we want to make sure that we have dashboards to track your metrics, your leads, your ROI in real time. So what's going on? Just because you don't have to be there doesn't mean you don't want to know what's going on. And we want to make sure that you fully understand your system, fully understand your business, and fully understand your day-to-day operations. So we have 24/7 follow-up systems. You can scale with training and workshops to support your team every week. You walk away with an operation system built around you. You control the inputs. You control the outcome. Now, this is a premium install. This is for serious business owners who want full control of their growth. And it's a bigger investment, but it pays itself back 10 times when you scale. Now, keep in mind that this business that you're creating right now is going to be a business that you've developed. So we ask that you dedicate time with us. I believe it's a 16-week course that we go through with you. We bring either somebody in or train somebody that's already in your organization to manage and run this organization. If you're in need of a virtual assistant, if you're in need of different things in your company, that's all stuff that we look at with inside your strategic interview and figure out what it is that you're lacking, what it is that's good, and what it is that needs to be improved on. And then we kind of mesh all those together. I know where we're at this point in the conversation typically is where most of our agents have, they've had questions. And the big question is, what is this going to cost? And, you know, you haven't set a price tag yet. I want to know what it's going to cost because obviously what you're talking about is a big thing. So yes, there's obviously a price difference between engine number one, pipeline on demand, and then cloud command, which is engine number three now, which was, again, the big mama package, the system design, fully yours, fully scalable. So let's break it down and get into what those price packages are. So before we get into the breakdown of price for the three different engines, let me ask you a question. Can you put a price tag on success? Can you? Because you can't. You can't really. You can't put a price tag on your success. Except for you can really because we did. So yeah. Okay. So let's get into the pricing. So before we used to be like, I read the marketing company that hits you up a million times a day, I'm sure. And we actually did charge a significant amount up front. And that was $10,000 to $12,000 up front. And that was just to secure your pipeline on demand, which was your CRM. It was your onboarding, your power partner setup, your ads, your ad creation, and your ad management, and your ISA campaigns. And then that also handled all of your follow-ups, your automations, your pipeline on demand, fully deployed. Now, that was before. Then things kind of changed. The market shifted. Interest rates went high. And Sean at Cloud found that it was much better for agents to invest that money into their own marketing, meaning your own ad spend, than to try to come up with this big upfront lump sum of money. Because just to be honest, a lot of agents just didn't have that kind of money just to put down at that time. So what we've done is we've decided that the deposit to have pipeline on demand fully deployed for everything I just said, engine number one is $2,000. So $2,000 secures you all of that. Now, not only have we drastically brought down the deposit, we've also taken that deposit and credited it towards your pay at close. So with Cloud, there is a 24% referral fee at closing for any leads that Cloud brings in. However, when you sign on with Cloud and you pay that $2,000 deposit to secure your onboarding, that is credited towards your first closing. So when you have your first closing with us, that's credited back to you. After that, you're fully deployed and you control the dial on how much you spend on ads and when you're ready to raise that investment. That being said, everybody always complains about ad spend. That's the number one thing I hear all the time is, I don't want to pay for ads. Why do I have to pay for ad spend? You know, I feel like it's a waste of money to pay for ad spend. Again, then maybe Cloud is not the best fit for you. We are here to work with agents and team leads brokerages that are ready to scale and grow. And if that's not you, that's, you know, no big deal, no hard feelings. We just know what it takes to succeed. And if you're going to set up all of these systems in place and then not utilize them correctly, it doesn't make any sense. That it's kind of like, just to give you a real estate analogy, it's kind of like buying a $500,000 house and then losing it because you didn't pay your taxes on the house and it gets sold at a tax auction. Or same premises, buying that house and then not paying for running water or electricity or lights. What good is the house going to do you if you can't see and you can't take a shower and you can't cook and you can't have any type of electricity inside? It's not going to do you any good. It's just a shell of a building that's not actually functional for you. And that's what the CRM would be if you're not paying to run your ads. So we always tell our agents, if right now isn't the time for you, totally understand. Let's hold off and let's reconvene when you're at the point where we can have those ads up and running so that we make sure everything is actually going to work correctly for you and your specific needs. Once they are up and running, like I said, you control the dial. So you can control how much you're spending and what platforms you're spending it on. Let's get into engine number two and engine number three. So engine number two, which is our agent attraction and recruiting, team leads, brokerages, or agents who are ready to start a team. This one is either $16,000 upfront or it is $2,500 monthly. Keep in mind, you're getting pipeline number one, plus you're getting 60 agents that you're sponsoring a year to bring on underneath you. And you also have the opportunity to earn money off of the sales that they do as well, which is something we can talk about in your strategic interview when you click the link below and book with me or one of our other strategic interviewers. Once you're up with Pipeline on Demand, you have your own systems going on, you have your own ads running, and then you also incorporate the agent attraction into it as well. Again, we're putting those agents on your calendar. So now you're going to have agents that you're not having to chase, you're not having to follow around, they're just on your calendar, we're booking them for you. You can bring in 60 agents a year under your umbrella, your organization that can come into your corporation with Cloud. That means they'll be producing using Pipeline on Demand. They don't have to pay the $2,000 deposit because you're sponsoring them. You're bringing them as a sponsor. They do pay the 24% at close and they do pay for their own ads. And what you'll be paying for is the opportunity to bring 60 agents into your organization. That would mean 60 agents every year into your downline. What does that look like for you as far as a team lead or a brokerage? Now, if they're in your downline, or if you're bringing them onto your team and, you know, you're also taking a share of the commission because you're, you know, sponsoring with them. If you have 60 agents under you, what does that look like for you as a team lead, scalability wise? And are you prepared to handle that many agents? If not, don't worry. We're here to bump you up to engine number three, where we help you build out that system for you so that, again, you're not overwhelmed because you're like, wait a minute, Heather, I came on this because I was having a problem. Now you've like got me into another problem. But it's a good problem to have. It's a good problem to have 60 agents underneath you. Now, engine number three. Because engine number three is not a one-size-fits-all system, this is a very tailored process that we're doing. I can't quote you a price right now because I don't know your business. I don't know what your need, and your needs may not be the same as somebody else's needs. The best way to get a price quote for engine number three, Cloud on Command, is to meet with Sean, who is the creator of Cloud. He can really sit down with you, look at your business, and figure out what it is that we need to do, what we need to implement, what's working, what's not working, what we can marry together, and what will take you to the level that you want to be at. We know Cloud isn't for everybody. This is a no pressure strategic interview. If it's not for you, it's not for you. If it's not the time, it's not the time. We're not here to push you into something you're not ready to do, because honestly, we do so much work on our end of things. We don't want to work with somebody who's not going to also put in the same amount of effort. I mean, we're setting up your ads, we're doing your ad management, we're setting up your CRM, we're doing customized workflows, not templated, customized workflows, customized campaigns. We're setting up social media stuff. So we make sure that when we go through and we have our strategic interviews, this is something that's going to be an agreed upon commitment between us. For example, I know there are several social media, like account management things, other marketing. I've actually signed up with other marketing things in the past where you sign up and it's like $200 a month and then you just kind of forget about it. And you're like, oh shit, they were supposed to be like running ads for me or something. And I don't even think I ever got a lead. Or like you randomly get a phone call one day and you're like, what? What's this from? Oh yeah, that lead service that I've been paying every month for. And it's been like 2 years, but I just got a lead. That's not how this is. We have an entire system of accountability. Actually, we have our community. So we have Cloud Connect, we have Head in the Clouds, and we have our entire ecosystem where our agents can connect and organize. We have daily and weekly training sessions. So we have live Zooms. You can hop on a Zoom every day. There are multiple Zooms that you can hop on for training, which is another thing you can offer to your onboarding agents when you're using this as agent attraction, is that we have coaching, we have script, we have script and role play, we have conversion training, we have leads training, any type of training you can imagine, we have it. And as well as our community, it's basically like Facebook, except for real estate agents. It's an awesome community where agents can connect, they can grow, you can learn from, you know, the top minds in the industry. And you can also use our listing exchange group where you can come in, post your listings and get more exposures, as well as our referral network with now you have over 400 agents in United States and Canada that you can connect with if you need to send a referral to somebody. So if you're ready to stop hoping and start closing, here's what we'll walk through on your first call when you do your agent strategy call. So your consultation will be what campaigns work best in your market. It'll be what results we've gotten from agents in your current state and what your current pipeline is missing. So we'll kind of dive into your business and what you're doing, how you're getting leads, how you're acquiring those leads, and we'll see what's missing, if anything, and how we can improve on them, how fast. And then we'll talk about how fast we can get you from your onboarding call to your launch call. Hint, hint, it's fast. Now, you're going to walk away with clarity, whether that's a plan of action to move forward with Cloud, if you're the right fit, it's going to be a system that can change your business, or we're still going to give you helpful suggestions of things that we think might help, even if you're like, you know what, Cloud isn't for me, or if we're like, you know what, I don't think at this time Cloud is a good fit for you. We're not just going to be like, deuces. No, we're going to give you our best advice that we can in that situation of what we think would help your business moving forward. And then obviously the open door to if you're, you know, interested in the future, if you ever want to come back. And everybody's always still welcome to join our communities and engage with other agents, the referral network system and the listing exchange group, Head in the Clouds and Cloud Connect. You're always welcome to come to those. The more agents, the better, more people to just grow and learn and knowledge from. These systems 100% work for 100% of the agents who work them. So if you're not seeing results, you're not doing the work. And if you're not seeing results and you're doing the work, we'll refund you your deposit. It's that simple. But more likely, you'll be booking closings and wondering why you didn't sign up for this 12 months ago. So again, I'm Heather with Head in the Clouds, Cloud Realty. click the link below and book your strategic appointment. And I'd be happy to go over all of this with you and how we can help you scale and grow.